Thank you, Luke. Turn in your Bibles to Matthew 20. And let me get there too. We will start reading in verse number 16. It says, "Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him. But some doubted, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the verse. World. Amen. Verse 19 says, Go ye therefore and teach all nations. This is the main verse that I will be preaching on, and the reason why is because it says go, which is actually the title of my message, and you will find out why it is all in caps in a minute. Just in a kind of a brief overview, in the last chapter, Jesus has died on the cross. He has been in the grave for 3 days. He rose again, and he came to his disciples in a room, and he tells them, he talks to them and tells them to meet him in a mountain. And so in verse 16, it says, "Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them." And the reason it says the 11 disciples, just so you know, is there are only 11 because Judas has already hung himself. And so Jesus and the 11 disciples go to the mountain where he tells them to keep teaching and preaching the word of God and the gospel in the name of Jesus to all the people of the world. He tells them to go and teach all nations. This means to say to others about why Jesus Christ died on the cross to save us. But why should we tell others? And this brings me to my first 3 points. It is why we go. Revelation 20:15 says it very clearly. If I could have you turn there real quick. Or if you don't, I'll just read it real quick. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Whoever is not found written in the book of life will be cast into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is exactly what it sounds like. A lake with, instead of water, fire everywhere you see. The Bible says there will even be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And this word gnashing, it means to grit against or to gnaw your teeth together, where you are moving, you're gritting your teeth so hard that you're almost breaking your teeth because you are in so much pain. God says hell is in so much pain that you will almost destroy your teeth. And because there's so much pain, there will be they will be grinding their teeth together. Because it does hurt so much. I can't fully replicate it, and I can't explain it all to you, but I know through reading his word that God does not want us to go there. Maybe someone has said to you, is there no hope to this? Is there no hope that we can get out of hell? Well, guess what? To show that we have hope, God gives us hope. And you know what his name is? His name is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ says we are not alone. We have hope that God will be with us. Romans 8:31 says, if God be for us, who can be against us? And that is why we should go. But how do we go? And that leads me to my second point, how we go. God says, go ye therefore. How are we supposed to do that? What are some ways to share the gospel? Someone just give me one way to share the gospel real quick. Brady. Praying. Yes, you can pray before you pass out tracts or something. Being a missionary. God doesn't call everyone to be a missionary. He doesn't call everyone to be an evangelist. He wants us to go. By passing out tracts, we are going. By telling others our testimony, we are going. By sharing the word of God, we are going. By living a godly Christian life, we are going. God has so many ways we can go, and a lot of them, we don't even have to leave our town. There's so many ways. You may say, I can't do it. Well, guess what? You're right, you can't do it. You know who can do it? Only God can do it. Only God can do it through you. God gave us the Great Commission, but he didn't say, do it by yourself. If we trust God, he will be there every step of the way. Verse 20 says, and lo, I am with you even unto the end of the world. God will be with us every step of the way. Now my final point is, will you go? God says to go, but not all of us are. The reason I had my title in caps is because it is that important. God doesn't just say, go. No, God says, go. You need to be going. God wants every single one of us to go. We come up with so many excuses to not go. God didn't say, once you get a degree in talking to people, you can go. Once you memorize the whole Bible, you can go. No, of course, memorizing the whole Bible might help us, but God just says simply to go. 2 weeks ago, we were in Oklahoma, and they had us go out door knocking. So I got partnered up with this little boy. His name was Freddie. He was 8 years old, And there was something special about Freddie because he didn't just go up and just stand next to me while I talked. He went straight up to that door, knocked on that door, and said, come to church. He didn't say it harshly like that, but he did. He introduced himself. He said, come to church. This boy is 8 years old. If an eight-year-old boy can do it, I know we can. Some of us, even adults, don't even do it. Now, I need all the teens, the teen guys to help me. I have an example real quick. Hopefully, I can get this in enough time they gave me. And I need Brother Jay and Brother Alex. You guys are going to love this. So, all these teenagers, they are representing sinners. These are sinners on their way to hell. And Brother Jay and Brother Alex, these are godly Christians who love the Lord and serve him with all their might. Well, these sinners, these are on their way to hell. So they are walking towards hell. These Christians come in, they take someone, they share them the gospel. They may not always get saved, but they get someone and they take them across and now those two people are saved. You're supposed to take them across. Yeah, that's what I said. So now, instead of two Christians, we have four Christians. We have four Christians now. That's not four, but okay. So now all these Christians are now over here, and these sinners. And then each one of these Christians will come and grab one Christian, or one sinner, and they will come, and the sinners will cross again. This is kind of a silly representation, but it's pretty cool. And so if each Christian grabs one Christian, okay, they're doing a fabulous job. They're getting more than one Christian at a time. Okay, you guys can have a seat. You ruined my whole example. I even told them before what to do, and they did not listen. Okay, that was just a representation. But if we all truly did what God told us to do, we would see many more come to know Christ than if we just sat back and watched. They were supposed to grab one, and they would grab a Christian, tell them the gospel, tell them about Jesus, and eventually that person may not get saved. But if they do, that adds one more to the team of God. And so I know that sounds kind of wrong, but if you just listen for just a second, Brother Jay and Brother Alex, they didn't memorize the whole Bible. They don't have a degree in teaching the Bible. They don't have a degree in teaching the Bible. They just went. And I was listening to a message by Brother Dave Tice, and he said there are 83 million Bible-believing Christians who believe salvation through faith in America, which is what we believe. And just think, if all 83 million of those Christians got one person saved, if they got one person saved and come to know Christ, we would have 166 million Christians in America. In America, there are over 345 million Christians, or Americans. That's one-third of America. Can you believe that? If you had every single Christian go out, get someone saved, we would have way more than what we would see today. But listen, not all of us are willing to go. We need Christians who love God, who want to serve God, who want to serve him with all their heart, that they are willing to go. They're willing to step out of their comfort zone, like some of these preacher boys did. They're willing to step out of their comfort zone, away from what they want to do. They're willing to do what God wants to do in their life, and they're willing to go. I know that was just kind of a small example, but Brother Jay and Alex, they are great Christian men. I know that Brother Jay used to be my Sunday school teacher. I know for a fact that Brother Jay never thought when he was younger that he would be a Sunday school teacher. He's shaking his head back there. No. God doesn't just say, oh, whatever you think in your head, that's what you want to do. God just tells us to go. He doesn't want us to do what we want to do. He wants us to do what he told us to do. That is what the Great Commission is. My main question for all of you today, even Christian, unsaved, are you willing to go? And if you're not saved, I hope that you will talk to someone about that. We have so many people in here who would love to just share the gospel with you and help you to know. And then maybe one day you may be able to share the gospel with someone else. We need more godly Christians and godly men of faith to go. Are you willing to go? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this wonderful time that you've given me to preach. I thank you that you have blessed us with this opportunity. I pray that you will just continue to work through this youth service, Lord. I pray that you will just bless the rest of the singing tonight. And Jesus, I pray. Amen.